We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You.
I love this song. I love Bruno Mars.
Does this mean Vinny Trocheck? Like, is this, like, what does this do?
Oh, Vinny's dancing to this.
All right. I don't think so.
Mid-season, man.
And I think Vinny Trochek's like a rock and roll guy.
Wake up.
Yeah. Gonna head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Vinny Trocheck, today is a Panthers Wednesday. Panthers, they rung up a huge win over the Ottawa Senators last night, 7-2. Panthers are 1 point behind the Devils for the final wild card spot. Now we're finally there, I think. They've been playing unbelievable hockey. They can't get over that hump. I think there was like a 3 or 4 hour span where they were the wild card team. And then I think Columbus won that night. It was like a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, Vinny Trocheck is a friend of ours, and he is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Hello, Vinny.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Did you stay up late last night watching the San Jose-New Jersey game? Like, are you in that phase of the season where you're going to watch and pay attention to every team that you're chasing?
We actually had a flight last night after the game, so we got in pretty late. And by the time we got in, it was the game had ended. So we obviously saw the fact that San Jose beat New Jersey, which is always nice to see that the team ahead of us didn't win.
It's crazy the amount of wins and points that you guys have put up without being able to eclipse. Like, Columbus has played ridiculous. Is that where you guys are right now? Is that where you flew into, Columbus?
Yeah.
So what do you do there tonight? What do you do in Columbus, Ohio?
Nothing really. I mean, this late in the season, you kind of just try to relax and rest as much as you can and prepare for the game. Obviously, for us, it's pretty much playoff time right now, so we're kind of in that mode.
I don't feel like Crowder was ever in that mode.
Were you? I'm looking it up right now. Columbus, Ohio strip clubs.
You did.
Cahoots, centerfold, private dancer, vanity. Come on now, Vinny, man. You can make that trip.
You can't even go outside right now. There's like a blizzard. It's not Miami.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey. It could be a blizzard inside that building, too. I've made some blizzards back in my day, Vinny.
Make it rain, make it snow, whatever. Whatever it needs to be. Vinny Trocheck is with us. Someone texted in. I saw this last night, too. You took a hit and then came right back. Like, the amount of physical pain, Crowder and I were just talking about this, because he played football. And he said even football guys marvel at hockey players. The amount of physical pain that you guys can endure is off the charts, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I could say any more than football players. Those guys take hits every single play.
But you guys don't miss a shift. You know what I mean? Like someone will lose.
And it's almost like you can't, like, with football, bro, like, you could prepare. Like, you could get ready. You could hit back. It seems like y'all on that ice, man. When y'all get hit, it's no defense to it.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, most of the time, the hits aren't the issue. It's getting hit with a puck or a stick in the face or something like that that usually hurts a little bit more. Whenever you're getting hit, you can kind of brace yourself, at least.
Have you ever lost teeth? Like, during a game?
Oh, yeah.
And and you don't want to miss a shift?
No, for teeth, it's not like it's painful or anything.
Well, I mean, it's a little painful, isn't it?
Honestly, it's not really that painful. Unless you, like, I mean, the air kind of hurts, it's sensitive, but put a mouth guard on and you can't really feel it. So,
but I'm talking about actual teeth being knocked out of your gums. Are we talking about the same thing here?
Yeah, I've had my front four teeth knocked out. I don't want to exaggerate. So on the safer side, I'd say 15 to 20 times.
All front four. And I mean, obviously, the one time it's real fair, teeth, right. and now they're fake teeth, right?
Right.
So, but the first time, all your real teeth come out, and is that like a pickup game with friends, or is that in an actual game?
That was my first year in junior, so I was 16.
And so it was in a game.
Yeah.
And did you miss a shift?
No.
That's insane. I mean,
somebody knocks out your front four teeth. You don't have to see them after the game. Go to the other team's locker room or something. Man, he knocked your damn teeth out.
No, you just hope that the ref sees it and you get a power play.
But what, like, how would it get knocked out? With a stick? The butt end of a stick?
Yeah, stick. Stick. The blade of the stick.
Oh.
I just, that power play thing, it doesn't justify it, Vinny, because I can get I can get tripped and we get a power play or get my teeth knocked out.
Yeah, get your teeth knocked out. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you take the trip, but
goodness,
take the power play one way or another.
This is why we football players respect y'all, because we don't look at it that way. You knock my teeth out, you're going to see me after the game.
Yeah, like for Vinny Trocheck, like, oh, yeah, my teeth got knocked out, part of the game, and we move on.
Like, it's funny, there's actually a clip. I always see it on, like, NHL Network. It's like little highlights they do in between segments, like in a commercial. And it's Yager just scoring a goal in front of the net, and behind him is me getting high, stuck in the mouth, getting my teeth knocked out. And it's just like completely side, like it's a side note of the clip. It's just Yog scoring and celebrating, and it's me in the background on the ground.
Have you ever had teeth come out of like your lip, like where they get pushed out and they're coming out through your skin?
Through my tongue twice.
Teeth through your tongue?
Yeah.
And so what happens? You have to pull your tongue off the tooth? Or the tooth has gone through and removed itself from the gum, and now it's lodged in the tongue?
The tooth is gone at that point. And then the two times that it happened, well, the one time it happened, they just let it heal. They didn't do anything to it.
They didn't tape the tongue or anything? They just let it heal?
It heals, like, overnight, honestly. I mean, it's annoying, and it hurts for a little while, but the gap closes pretty quick. The second time they tried to put stitches in my tongue, and it was the most miserable thing I've ever had to do.
Did they numb it? Did they put Novocaine in your tongue?
Well, your tongue doesn't numb if they put a needle in your tongue. The only way to do it is there's a block in the back, I guess, and they tried putting the needle in my tongue. So I felt every needle that went in my tongue, and then I felt every stitch after that, too.
So don't do that again if something goes through your tongue. That would be my advice. Just let it heal.
That must have ruined the nightlife, because I know y'all like to kiss. The young guys nowadays kiss a lot, man.
That's you would go right past kissing.
Oh, yeah, we're going for action, but they kiss all night. Damn, Vinny, we get naked and we going to kiss all night.
Vinny Trocheck is with us. Panthers are 1 point behind the Devils for the final wild card spot, and they've got Columbus tomorrow night. You'll hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. Have you looked over the schedule? You guys have 11 games left. So do you start looking over the schedule and circling, okay, here's a winnable game, here's a winnable game, and then you look at the Flyers schedule and the Blue Jackets schedule and the Devils schedule. Do you do all that?
No, I mean, we're just taking it. Whatever game we have next is the one we're focused on, and I think it's just a matter of us knowing that we need to win the majority of our games the rest of the season. We can't lose them anymore. So games in hand are one thing, but with the way that the teams ahead of us are playing, they're all winning games too, so we just need to go out there and pretty much win every game.
It's frustrating how much they're winning, isn't it? To be playing as well as you guys are playing, but you can't really seemingly make up much ground.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And at the same time, with those three games in hand, if we win, basically we control our own destiny. If we continue to win games, we're in a playoff spot.
And we were talking about it earlier, Vinny. Is it an advantage that y'all are so young? Because, like, now is you know, Luongo, not to call out your teammate, but he might be, you know, walking around like an old guy, where you and Ekblad and, you know, Huberdeau, all the young guys, y'all are just playing hockey still. Y'all are fine.
Yeah, I guess when you look at it that way, it definitely that could be an advantage late in the season. Young legs are a thing. But at the same time, I think all the teams around the league are starting to move towards that direction of playing young. I mean, Columbus is an extremely young team as well, so is New Jersey. So all these teams that we're trying to catch, or all the teams behind us, are kind of in the same boat too.
Vinny Trocheck is with us from the Panthers. Here's a sampling of the texts that we're getting during this interview. Channing would make a good hockey player. He has extra teeth to spare. That's a good point. Channing actually, this is no joke, Vinny, Channing has an extra row of bottom teeth. So, and it's not even, I'm not even kidding. Like, when people see it, they cannot believe it. However your bottom teeth look, there's a whole second one of those right behind it. That's weird, right?
That's incredible.
Now, other people are texting
you,
in.
You can get going with it, though, man.
Yeah, all right. Enough with you when you're getting going.
Okay.
Here's some other texts that we're getting. I threw up twice already. Stop it already. This is painful just to listen to this. Our friend Ryan Yousefi, who writes for the Miami New Times, he tweeted at me, "No more teeth questions, gah." What's the most disgusting thing that you've seen on the ice, Vinny Trocheck? The most disgusting? I'm not talking about a stick to the carotid artery where someone's in fear of losing their life. I'm talking about, like, you know, I don't want to be brought down here. Like, some injury where you're like, how the hell is that dude going to play the rest of the night?
Oh, man. I've seen a player's wrist get cut and, like, his entire ligaments and tendons hanging out of his wrist.
And is he still on the ice?
Yeah, briefly.
Is he holding it with his, has he dropped his stick, he's holding his wrist, or is he just playing and the things are, like, whipping around his stick?
No, he stopped playing. He got off the ice pretty quick.
Yeah.
That was one he couldn't keep playing. That was one of those that are, you either go get that taken care of or you're in some serious trouble.
So he was more with the elbow with the slap shot. It was more out of from the elbow.
He couldn't use wrist power. Have you ever lost teeth during a game and not realized it till a few minutes later?
No.
No? Okay, so you know when the teeth pop out.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Do, like, hockey women, like, do hockey chicks dig missing teeth?
Probably, I mean.
Come on now.
Come on, Vinny, Vinny.
I think I like whenever I don't have any teeth, but I wouldn't say women.
Yeah, man, they got to.
It looks cool.
Do you make fun of the guys in the Panthers locker room that have real teeth?
First of all, I don't know if there are any. And second,
no one. If you play in the NHL, there's no chance that you don't have at least some false teeth, right?
Yeah, there's a high probability.
Even if you're a heavy milk drinker.
Yeah, that's not making much of a difference when a puck's coming at you.
Have you ever knocked someone's teeth out with your stick?
Probably. Me? I don't know.
Not you. Man, do you see what this is to work with, Vinny? I mean, this is just
intentionally.
Like, yeah, it's terrible. So you've and then do you feel bad, or you go, hey, part of the game?
No, it's happened. It happens too often to feel bad. I mean, some things you might feel bad about, but not that.
Have you ever felt bad about pain that you've inflicted on someone bad enough where you went and searched them out after the game and said, I don't know what happened?
One time.
What happened?
I can think of one time. I landed on a kid's leg sideways, and it screwed up his knee, MCL or whatever. He was out for a while.
And you knew it when you landed on him?
Yeah, it was bad. And I knew the kid, so that made a difference. I had his phone number. I could reach out to him and apologize.
And it was kind of intentional? Like you kind of intentionally landed hard?
It was not intentional.
How long ago was this?
2 years ago.
You can admit it.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, you can admit it.
Now, yeah. Statute of limitations.
That's what
gone.
I'm thinking, right? Yeah. You sure it wasn't really kind of intentional?
Was not.
Land a little extra hard, you know.
Survival of the fittest.
There's not a lot of weight for me to land that extra hard.
It's a valid point. Vinny Trocheck, you're one of the few NHL players that was, you know, born in America and raised in America. Are you into March Madness? Do you fill out brackets?
Yeah, our whole team does a little March Madness thing. It's kind of embarrassing how this year has gone so far for everybody.
For everybody. But there can't be a lot of guys on the team that even know what they're doing, right? I mean, know who's...
Not a single person on our team knows what they're doing.
But most of them don't even know college basketball, right? I mean, they didn't grow up around here.
No, I don't know anything about college basketball. I just guess.
Are you winning the pool?
No.
All right.
I had Virginia winning the whole thing.
Well, I had North Carolina. I'm no better. So there you go. Vinny Trocheck, Panthers tomorrow in Columbus. You will hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. Vinny, if you get teeth knocked out during a game, can you hold up something so that, like, a little private shout out to our listeners? Like, hey, I just got some teeth knocked out.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a picture after the game.
Can you put a grill in that's got, like, 560 WQAM etched into the teeth or something?
I probably will not do that.
All right, fair enough. How are the Trochek's mix sales going?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Going with the games, people love them, yeah.
All right.
I got some for my niece and nephews when we went.
I loved it. Yeah, I thought it that good. Stuff was good. You get it at It's Sugar right there at the BB&T Center.
Delicious.
Look at you. You can't get a cavity in a fake tooth, right?
Nope.
All right. There you go. So there's one of the benefits.
Yeah.
Why you look so confused?
I don't know how true that is.
Sure. No, how could you get a cavity in a fake
because
tooth?
Because it's a little crack in it. Plaque gets in there, bacteria, and a cavity.
But I don't think plaque could live. It's not enamel.
You're not getting a cavity in a fake tooth. There's no sugar breaking down.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, what is it, porcelain?
If you jam anything nasty in a hole, it'll rot.
No, but that's not, that wasn't the, I don't think that was the question, though. I apologize, Vinny. I'm sorry.
No,
I don't know what Crowder's doing there.
He's on a roll there.
Yeah. He's on a different level, man.
I don't know if y'all are right, to be honest.
And it's a lower level. All right. Vinny Trocheck, keep doing what you guys are doing because we're having fun rooting for you. And we want you guys in, we want some playoff hockey down here.
Well, thanks, fellas. Thanks for having me out again.
We love talking to this guy. Vinny Trocheck from the Panthers. That's one of our favorites.
I think I have a cavity in a fake tooth.
It's impossible.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.